Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 17th of February of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Empress Wu. In 624, Michael Jordan, Paris Hilton, and Ed Sheeran, some of the greatest musicians of our time. Our guest today is fabulous conspiracy theorist, fact seeker,
hey,
Tom Ballard, yes, and head of the Rhombus Society of Earth. How are you, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you, Alice. And I must say, being on this podcast has been huge for the Rhombus Society. We've had an uptick of single-digit members. People are talking about the rhombus. They are refuting the globe. Every globe is a lie. The Earth is a rhombus. Just to reiterate the premise of that bit. And I really appreciate you helping me get the word out there. Thank you.
Certainly, Tom, this rhombus theory of the Earth is very convincing. But given that a rhombus is a two-dimensional shape and we've just had a week of learning more about the Under London civilization, how does the rhombus theory cover the idea that there is depth to the Earth as well as a sort of slanty, squarish breadth?
Let me check. How about you shut the f*** up? Okay? So I'm pretty sure that's the answer to your question there. All right, Alice, so I know you're in cahoots with Big Podcast. I know the real funders of something else, okay? I know where your money comes from, and I appreciate you taking some of that money for my appearances on this podcast, which is fantastic, and I appreciate it. And that money will be going to the Rhombus Society, but just back off, okay, with your questions and your chatting. I'm not into it. Thank you.
I will, Tom, if only to celebrate the National Do a Grouch a Favour Day, which is our celebration for today. I'll calm down and back off. Coming up today, we will be dealing with internet news. We're going to have a tour through some of the general stories affecting the internet in the world today, and you will be our expert on that, given that most of your social life and indeed professional life revolves around the internet, Tom.
I have friends.
But before we do that, we have some headlines for today. The legalisation of marijuana in Australia's Capital Territory has led to an upsurge in chilled-out politicians. Tom Ballard, this is one of the most interesting headlines of this week, really, that all of the politicians in Australia have just decided to chill out.
Righteous, baby. Yeah, man. I'm doing the shaka sign. You can't quite tell. Finally, I think those guys have been uptight for way too long. They should chill out, have some munchies, and free the innocent refugees that they lock up in prison islands in the Pacific. You know, do cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And coronavirus panic has surged with a number of people deciding to isolate themselves from the world completely and just watch Netflix. It's called Netflix and Kill. That's where you sit at home watching Netflix with a gun by your side in case anyone knocks on the door.
Again, that's got to be bad news for the stoned politicians. Like when the paranoia kicks in and the coronavirus kicking around, that's going to be a bad combination, I think.
And now that we've gone a week past actual happeningness of Brexit, Scotland has decided to leave the UK, or certainly Nicola Sturgeon has called for patience over claims that we should saw Scotland off the UK and let it be free at last from the surges of Englishness. Scotland and Ireland are planning on forming an alliance with France, and the new Harry Meghan branch of the royal family is going to rule that triptych of countries. And that's your headlines for today. It's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, you're probably right here at our downtown duck warehouse. All the ducks for your duck needs. Remember, you need at least 4 ducks for every goose if you're playing Duck Duck Goose. Come down to the duck warehouse or look us up online at quackquackquack.com. You know when you've eaten a piece of fruit and are suddenly aware of the shame of your nakedness? Try clothes. Put them over your shameful peen, you disgusting sinner. King of the suburb? Hard day on the leaf blower? Try half a glass of water down the front of your trousers.
Yeah, for God's sakes.
It'll cool you down and keep you wet. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser with Half a Glass of Water Society. Please do not try more than half a glass of water, and don't put half a glass of water down the trousers if the temperature is lower than 0 degrees Celsius. And that is
why did it move from a foundation to a society? What happened there?
Well, I mean, there are a number of different foundations or societies that sponsor our show. Actually, you think this is a regular sponsor. It's a number of different sponsors, Tom. We try not to repeat ads too often.
I see. Makes sense.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And our top story today, Tom Ballard, the internet. What is happening in the internet at the moment? I can never keep up with internet news, but you are an expert in turning facts out of bullshit. So can you tell me what's happening?
No, I can't, Alice, because I live in Australia, okay? It's very easy to keep up with the internet in Australia because Speed Test's Global Index has come out recently, ranking the internet speeds in all the countries in the world, and Australia has come in at number 68, meaning our internet speed is ranked slower than Kazakhstan, India, and Kosovo. You hear that, Kazakhstan, India, and Kosovo? Who's the real victim? Yeah? You might have seen a few genocides, a few civil wars in your time. At least you can stream the football with consistent quality. Not cool. Other societies that have faster internet than Australia include Singapore, the US, the UK, and the secret Pict civilization recently discovered under the city of London, which was a real kick in the teeth, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, they consume an enormous amount of pornography, I hear.
Huge, huge amounts, and they're getting it in sweet, sweet quality, and we're up on the surface masturbating slowly like fools here in Australia, I guess.
Although, of course, there is some controversy about the Pict's access to 5G before they've even built a 5G network across the UK. That's all right. Been held back by controversy about whether we should use Huawei or not as the infrastructure builders. But apparently the Pict's already made a deal behind everyone's backs or beneath everyone's feet. So they already have incredibly fast internet speed. And one of the rumours going around is that they've been controlling the Reddit forums that are discussing their own existence.
Absolutely humiliating. The global average fixed broadband speed is 73.5 megabits per second, whereas Australia's is a mere 41.7 megabits per second, resulting in the nation being named one of the world's most unlivable locations by Child Porn Enthusiast magazine. Which is devastating for tourism. In completely unrelated news, Prince Andrew has never visited Australia. But it's not all bad news. According to the index, Australia still has faster internet than Peru, Belize, and Madagascar. Yes, in your face, Madagascar. You may be a living paradise of natural wonder, but your Wi-Fi is shithouse. Yeah? Who gives a shit about seeing sloth lemurs if you can't put them on Instagram? Boom. Also, in your face, Belize, okay? I would have written a more sick burn, but I couldn't get on Wikipedia and my internet was too slow. But I assume that you suck, Belize, in your face.
That's fair.
Do you remember much about the internet speed when you were living in Australia, Alice? Did you find it particularly infuriating? And now that you're UK-based more often, is your internet life more exciting?
Well, it's like doing comedy, Tom, in that I forget while I'm over here how retrograde Australia is, and then when I go back and try to do things at full speed and I realise people are not open to that.
Do you think it makes us all dumber in the colony as well? We don't move as quickly as you fancy Brits.
I mean, certainly I feel like it makes people maybe more judgmental. I think the slower you...
you!
The slower internet speed gives people more time to make judgments, maybe.
Yeah, that checks out.
I feel like the faster you can upload a website...
If only my Twitter was faster, I'd be less judgmental. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, the faster you can upload a new website, the faster you can discard a previous opinion for a new piece of information. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that is your top internet story for today.
That's the internet covered. You're welcome, everybody.
That's the internet covered. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Sir or Madam, well, Madam and Sir, I wish to complain about the obvious and blatant H2O bias in your podcast. This is typical of the left-wing liberal quinoa-sucking view that we hear in podcasts all the time these days. It just takes mere minutes of research on the interweb to find the truth. The facts are well known that drinking water promotes the growth of extra limbs, nasty facial expressions, and salsa dancing. Shout out to ButtockMuncher68, truth to power, my friend. Yours sincerely, Leadlined. That's an interesting letter there.
You seem a little bit nervous. You seem to be sweating, Alice. When you get that kind of feedback from your listenership, criticising one of the major sponsors of The Last Post, do you sort of back away or you just think it's interesting, you're not going to take a position? Do you agree with them? Do you acknowledge the horrific health effects of drinking water and the impact it can have on human beings? Or are you too tied to the money of big half glass of water? Explain yourself.
No, I absolutely acknowledge that half a glass of water does have side effects, including sweating and urination, but I suggest that those side effects are positive health effects, in fact, and if you do not urinate...
This is typical. This is typical round globe bullshit, okay? What is the person's name? Landline? Leadline.
Leadlined.
Leadline. Yes, Leadlined, I'm with you. You get it. Check out the Rhombus Earth Society. I feel like it would definitely be your vibe. We live at a rhombus. Water sucks. The end.
I mean, Tom Ballard, you are one of our favourite guests, and I'm looking forward to have you again, but I will not tolerate this disrespect, so you need to shut the f*** up right now.
Ooh, I've hit a nerve.
Thank you for tuning in to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears every day of the year, and you can tune in again tomorrow. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news, so if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest today was Tom Ballard. Have you got anything to plug, Tom?
I could mention my stand-up show, Grandiloquent, which is touring to Brisbane Comedy Festival, Melbourne Comedy Festival, and later in the year, the Edinburgh Fringe. It's really funny, please.
I mean, it certainly is. I've seen some previews, and you are top-notch, Tom Ballard.
Thank you. What was your favourite bit of the previews that you've seen? What was your favourite bit?
So my favourite bit of the preview that I've seen was when you said something quite poignant about politics, but then you turned it into a butt joke.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that was a good bit. You're right. That's a good bit.
Pretty good bit.
Like, I think that'll make it. That'll stay in the show, I think. Yeah.
I think so too. I think you have a great talent for condensing ideas into butt-shaped tablets that people can swallow.
That is the sweetest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you, Alice.
And tickets for my new solo show, Kronos, are available in Australia now for the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth Comedy Festivals, which are coming up in the next few months. That's Alice Fraser, Kronos, and Tom Ballard, Grandiloquent. The more tickets you buy, the less likely we are to have a nervous breakdown. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is the much beloved Christopher D. Skinner. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.